Kyle, how are you?
Great. How are you doing, Tony?
Doing very well. Hot off the press, we are trying to get Brandon Dillon, the Democrat from Grand Rapids, on the phone. I just talked with him on my cell phone, and we're trying to contact him now to get him on the phone to talk about this pretty interesting yet shocking story. I'm going to let you tell us about it in regards to a party changing.
Yeah, our state representative from Grand Rapids in the 75th or is that 76th district, I forget, Roy Schmidt is a moderate Democrat who filed to run as a Republican yesterday in a last-minute switch at the county clerk's office. The change is going to take place immediately, and it gives the Republicans 64 seats going into the 2012 election. It's a huge change, Tony. It really changes the dynamics of the Democrats' chances of having any shot at taking control of the state house in 2012. Brandon Dillon, who you mentioned, tweeted last night that he felt betrayed. He had our quote of the day today because he is was caught by surprise. Everybody on the Democratic side was caught by surprise. He didn't tell, Roy Schmidt did not tell anybody until about 4 o'clock when he issued a press release. He had switched at the Kent County Clerk's office, shortly before the 4 o'clock filing deadline. And the only Democrat to then file against Roy Schmidt as a Republican happens to be a friend of Roy Schmidt's nephew, which is a little suspicious and makes it appear as if he just found somebody to get a name on the ballot so the Dems wouldn't run somebody as a write-in against him.
Why did Schmidt change?
Well, I think we're trying to figure that out right now. The rumor is that he was offered some kind of chairmanship. That wouldn't surprise me. Apparently, Speaker Bolger approached him about the subject, and Roy's been tossing it around for several weeks and didn't make up his mind until yesterday. You know, if he was offered a chairmanship, Tony, it wouldn't surprise me. And let me tell you why. First of all, Roy's got a moderate voting record. He's always been among the top four conservative voters in the Democratic caucus. But if you think about it, I mean, the odds of the Democrats taking control of the House are long. And if Roy has only got one more year or one more term that he can serve, does he want to do it in the majority or does he want to do it in the minority? Now, the advantages of doing it in the majority is if he has a chairmanship, he has a significant opportunity to influence public policy and can actually move bills that are important to him and his district. Doing it in the minority, being a term-limited member in the minority, and quite frankly, kind of stinks, Tony. I mean, you don't have as much effectiveness, and, you know, it's questionable whether your bills will ever get passed. So from a practical sense, I could see why he would do it, but obviously he's just being painted as a turncoat, Benedict Arnold, you know, every phrase in the book right now, and he's gonna get beat up for quite a while.
Kyle, has this been done before?
Well, the last thing that we can figure, it was done back in 1992 when State Representative Sal Rocca filed as a Democrat and a Republican in the state house. Now, Sal Rocca represented a competitive district in Sterling Heights. And then he ended up dropping out as a Democrat and keeping his Republican filing. Now, Sal Rocca, a Democrat to a Republican, same kind of situation. And this Grand Rapids seat, Tony, is a 50-50 marginal seat. And, you know, you could make the argument, you know, he was a little concerned about the Republicans beating him, but the Republicans had already told him they weren't going to run anyone serious against them. So I really doubt that he was concerned he was going to get beat. He's gotten reelected over there overwhelmingly. Nobody was going to beat him over there.
Do you think that he will be perceived as for taking a position and leaving his party? How will he be perceived because of that?
Well, I think initially he's going to be received very poorly by the Democrats. You know, the Democrats are ticked, and he's going to have some problems, I think, Tony, working with Democrats in the near term. You know, time heals all, of course, but you know, in the near term, folks are pretty agitated over there, and so He's going to have to choose who he works with and so forth. And I think there's some folks over there who will understand the situation, you know, who have been in the minority for a while and realize that it really stinks, that you don't have a lot of power. But on the other hand, you know, to abandon your party is kind of a, you know, is kind of a shot to the stomach there. Yeah, I think it just speaks to maybe him wanting to advance more policy than politics, though.
We have two questions left for Kyle Malin from the MERS newsletter on this breaking story about Representative Roy Schmidt changing parties today. Now, what's all involved with that? Is there anything legally that has to be done? You mentioned he had to refile with the city clerk. Explain, please.
Oh, yeah, it's just that when he filed for re-election yesterday, he filed, he withdrew as a Democrat and then refiled as a Republican. Now, from a technical standpoint now, there's going to have to be some changes on the House floor. Currently, he sits over on the Democratic side, so they're going to have to move him to the Republican side. So there's going to be some people who are going to have to change their seats around. That's kind of a small thing. We don't know what's going to happen with committees because he is the ranking minority member on, I believe, energy and tech. So they're going to have to do something with that, too, because since he's not... he's not in the minority, so he's probably going to stay on the committee, but there's going to have to be some changes there as well. As far as anything else, he's just going to start caucusing with the Republicans, and the Republicans now have a 64-46 majority in the House as opposed to 63-47.
You know, what's also interesting about this is how is he going to be perceived at home? Because the people who voted for him as a Democrat under a certain platform are probably going to have some challenges with that.
Yeah, there probably will be. There's some partisan Democrats who will probably be very upset about this, and I wouldn't be surprised if they begin some type of write-in effort trying to recruit somebody over there who will challenge Roy Schmidt seriously and then run against this friend of the nephew who's filed as a Democrat, try and beat that person, which is very difficult, Tony, I got to say. But if they can do that and try and run head-to-head against Roy, that can make his life pretty difficult, I'd say. I got to imagine, though, that Speaker Bolger has promised Roy that in exchange for switching parties, he will empty the bank to save him in Grand Rapids if need be.
MERSnews.com. Kyle Malin is the editor. That's where you'll find this excellent story that we'll continue to follow. Thanks so much, Kyle.
No problem, Tony.